Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm the one and only with a new phone. Man, they made me buy a new phone. Tonight, our subtitle, tonight can be the first of forever, understanding your personal flowers need to shine in the night. Not during the day, not during the morning, not during the afternoon, but shine brightly in the night. So we're going to give you some advice about that. A hot show for you tonight, man. I pulled out all the stops, all of them. I got Rick James. I got Lena. I got the Righteous Brothers. Oh, man. You know the look. Oh, yeah, I ain't going to sing. We got Hello Isley Brothers. As a matter of fact, the Isley Brothers are featured artists for tonight. We've got Barbara Lynn, who I didn't know she was a black girl. She said, if you lose me, you lose a good thing, God has a clue. If you lose it, you lose it. I don't even know her. We got Ron Isley. We got Roy Isley. We got Bobby Womack. You know, I'm crazy about Bobby Womack. We got Babyface. We got the Jones Girls. Rick James doing Glow. Stylistic Prince. My name is Prince. Yeah. We got If I Was Your Girlfriend. We got SOS Band. Tracy Spencer. Man, we got a bunch of people. So we're going to play you till we can't play you no more. Now, it's not no more. It's no more. So if you... Nobody they don't know Mo. Let's say in the South. In the Southern. I don't know. I'm drinking water and lemon. Hey, and when I went to get my new phone, right? Because T-Mobile jacked me around and had me on 4G. and everybody got 5G, so I called them. They said, Don, I need to buy a new phone. I said, okay, let me look at the phones. So the guy said, Don, we got the phone for you. $1,000 phone. Come out to $1,200. I said, man, I'll slap you. Put that phone back. Okay, we got the next one, the $500 phone. I said, oh, okay, all right, I'll break down and get that. He said, you can get it? So they gave me the box, right? Transferred my stuff. And the box had a cord in it. So I said, well, where's the charger? He said, that's called a block, Don. You got to pay for that. I said, well, what? He said, yeah, we give you the wire, but we don't give you no block. I said, okay, all right, man. Well, is there anything else I get free? He said, no, that's $20. Then for coming in our store, it's $35 plus tax. I ended up paying $100 to get a $500 phone that I still got to pay $500 for. That's a rip. But anyway, listen, we got a great show for you tonight. We want you to sit back and relax. And I want you to think about some of these lyrics in these songs, you know, because it's going to be hot tonight, man. We're going to be crying. We're going to be shouting. We're going to be telling your husband, you better do right. I'm getting rid of you. You're going to tell your wife, you better do right. I'm getting rid of you. We're going to tell you. I don't know who else. Anyway, listen, let's start the show. Rick James, You and I. And don't forget, Isley Brothers are featured artists. Oh, man, that's my track, Devin. And I like that part. You know, when I get tired of people bugging me, you can all just go to... Oh, I can't say that on the radio. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I got my Atlanta crew. See, they're going to stick around. I'm glad of that. And my Chicago crew. Oh, man. Just everybody's hanging in tonight. That's a good thing. The Memphis crew. The Highland crew. Who else? The Mexican crew. Everybody. And let's see. The Bolingbroke crew cannot do without the Bolingbrokes. The Bowling is the book. You got to have that. Okay, let's see what's going on now. Aurora, some other cities. Everybody's tuning in tonight. So I like that. Did you know Prince was so bad that on his tour, he did a comeback tour and stuff, $87 million. 87. Million gross. Man, that's more than some countries make. That's more than a whole bunch of people make. $87 million. That's deep, man. That shows you how deep Prince was. We got a track we're going to play by Prince. If I Was Your Girlfriend, and I had to look at the video, because Prince is singing it, but he's saying, hey, when I was your man, he said, but if I was your girl, I'd treat you right. And just a whole bunch of stuff. But anyway, Prince is bad. So we're going to play that. And when I come back, man, we got one of the smokingest tracks that made zillions. You lost that love and fear. And now it's gone. 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 And not gone or gone, but gone. We're going to talk a little hood and country tonight. Prince, if I was your girl, friend.
Settle down. I want to know why a wolf is dressed up like a lamb.
wash your hair. Could I make you breakfast sometime? Can we just hang out then? Go to the movies and cry together. Cause tell me, baby, that would be so fine. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, can I text you? I mean, you have to be got your soul. Before we go out, listen, child.
Man, that was Prince. If I Was Your Girlfriend. Wow. $87 million. $87 million. Oh, man. And I think a close runner-up was Toni Braxton. I think she made $70 million. Whew. Man, that's a lot of crackers. We're going to jump to this track. People are tuning in, and I'm so glad of that. You know, this is one of my favorite songs at the karaoke at the club. And it's called Hello by the Isley Brothers. So two of my partners, they get up there with me, and we act like we're the Isley Brothers. And I've been cutting this song. Hello, hello. And the girls just be all like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're singing, Daddy. All right, anyway, Isley Brothers, we're going back. We even got some 1974 Blue Magic. Look Me Up right after the Isley Brothers.
Hello. Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello,
that you just don't care. Sometimes I can't help seeing all the way through, baby.
Oh, man, that's the Isley Brothers. That's the song you slow dance on. You know, when we were younger, we used to slow dance with the girls. They'd be all up on us. And we'd just be rubbing all over like, ooh, don't change, don't change. And they'd father be, get out that basement and cut them lights off. Oh, man. Dresses be all messed up. Pants be all messed up. Hair all over the head. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to play this track by my girl, Lena. Special request from Colorado. So, Don, could you play that? Because I'm always talking about my mind ain't got a big head. I said, well, you ain't supposed to call it big head. Okay, he said that's what you said. I said, that's right. I'm for the guys.
Okay, this next song is from my debut album on Atlantic Records called Stranger on Earth. And sometimes as artists, when you feel like you have a message that you want to get out, you're boxed into a certain category. But I believe as an artist, I have a responsibility to make a contribution to the soul of man. I'm very responsible with my lyrics. So I'm honest with my lyrics, and I just want you guys to understand that when an artist is writing a song, whether it be about herself or about her experiences, it's definitely words from the heart. So this song, I got to sing from my grandmother when we talked about each other, my sister. We called each other Big Head and all kind of names. My grandmother would say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
The boss was up in my face. To top it off, I spilled coffee on my dress. Not usually me, today I need it, I guess. I know the coworker just got spent on the phone. Don't wanna be here, I just wanna go home. My man is tripping, I think he's a mistake. But when I get home, I'ma tell him this way.
I gotta work all day to pay the bills. Giving up no bum nests around here. So if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. I'm not gonna go unless you get the best of me. I had it up to here, honey, child, can't you see? So if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Feeling kinda woozy, must be something my girlfriend's stressing cause the man didn't come home. I tried to tell her she should leave alone. My dog is bugging cause he wants to go out. Somebody's yelling, don't know what it's about. My neighbor's calling, talking about we need to talk. Better watch what you say cause my patience is shot.
I gotta work out.
Somebody say something, don't pull that track out and say, if you can't say nothing, good by my mind, by my girlfriend, by my hoobie. Now, not my boo. Boo's out now. So I just want to bring y'all up to date. It's a hoobie. That's my hoobie. Hoobie? Yep, that's my hoobie. So that's the new term now. I got that from New Orleans. Hoobie. Let me play this track. And when I come back, we got more great music for you. This is 1974, before a lot of y'all were even around, hanging out. Blue Magic.
I'll be there.
Wow. If she didn't get the message, whoever you are, please look him up. Whenever you tell a band, dial his cell phone number. Because he said, look, he'll be there. Look me up, Blue Magic. And when they would get on stage and do that, man, it was fire. We're going to play one of the most played romantic songs in the world. That was just out there. And people couldn't get enough of it, man. I mean, this song here was knocking some boots. And it's a love song. And of course, the guy say, hey, don't treat me right no more. So I got that feeling. He's gone. So again, I want you to listen to this. You got that loving feeling. The Righteous Brothers.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You want my love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You want that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Do your thought into criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful found. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
two shining stars came together. Seemed like it was only yesterday. We were only twinkles in some false galaxy. One Saturday night, a guiding light brought your love to me, brought your love to me. Oh, this ecstasy, oh, eternity, a burning flame, melted our two hearts into one.
Where do we go? filling me up just to let me down. Make up your mind. Oh, I'd like to know.
Oh, feeling.
man. I had to have a drink after that. And then Bobby Womack, where do we go from here? And then Babyface, where will you go? And just everybody going, God, let me take a drink. Wait a minute. I needed a drink after that one, man. My eyes all full of red water. Oh, man. I said, hey, I told my producer, I said, hey, I got to come up out of the love zone, man. Get of it. You ever seen the movie Her? What we have here is a failure to communicate. But that don't have nothing to do with our music. Hey, let me put this track on. Rick James, featured artist for tonight. The track is called Glow. And you say shine. Now, don't forget, our topic tonight, understanding your personal flowers. They need to shine in the night. And you heard a couple people talking about shining in the night. So your personal flowers, that means your personal joy, your personal solitude, your personal just you shining like a brand new moon star, like a hoodoo. That's what they say in New Orleans. Don, that's my hoodoo. I'm like, okay, hoo. Glow.
Hi, this is Rick James, and you're about to see my brand new video, Glow. We had a lot of fun making it, and I hope you enjoy it.
In. Hey, this place is packed.
So what?
How you feeling?
I don't look like I'm feeling.
What are you doing? You're throwing it all away, man.
What are you worried about, Frank? Your next Mercedes payment?
No. Because in 5 minutes you're going to be out on that stage. I have to drag you out there.
Why don't you do me a favor, Frank? Why don't you get out of here?
Get out of here!
Hi, baby. Where you been?
I was standing outside, trying to think of a way to say goodbye to you.
So it's not my lucky day, is it? You leaving me? You don't love me anymore?
No. I do love you, Rick. I
don't understand. I just don't understand. That's some consolation, you know? You love me, but you're leaving me anyway.
I'm leaving you because I can't watch you do this to yourself anymore.
Do what to myself? What am I doing to myself?
Baby, if you don't know, sorry for you.
You feel sorry for me? You feel sorry for me? I'm Rick James. I don't need you. I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Rick James.
Rick James, Glow. And the young lady was saying, hey, tired of watching you do the drugs, man. Get it together. And you know, when a person really cares about you, understanding your personal flowers, that they need to shine in the night. So whatever it is, work on it. Because you can get it together. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show. We got one more track to play before we take a break. Cooking, man. And I'm going to play this track by Ron Isley, the Isley Brothers, and Beyonce. Make Me Say It Again. Wow. Ain't that deep? Ron Isley, the Isley Brothers, and Beyonce. Say it again. Make me say it. What you want me to say, Don? Say my name, say my name.
Make me say it again, boy. Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
On the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And we're back, and you're listening to Don S. McClure on a Friday. It's our lifestyle show. So sometimes we talk about a little advice, but I'm telling you, understanding your personal flowers, because they need to shine in the night. So would you remember that? Matter of fact, we're going to jump to a track by the stylist. It's called Children of the Night, and then we're going to follow it up with the Jones Girls version of Children of the Night. So, you children of the night, go to bed so you can go to school in the morning. Oh, I forgot, tomorrow's Saturday. Thank you.
can't fight it. Late at night, I feel the need for someone like me, needs understanding. So once again, I'll search the darkness all the night, all alone. I'll walk each street until I find someone who
Oh, man. Children of the night. Whew. That's deep, man. She said, I feel so lonely. Whew. Get out the street, girl. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, we got more of our featured group, the Isley Brothers. Last Time, that's the track name.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Separate the boys from men. You know what I'm trying to do. I just wanna put these hands on you. So leave the music on. Replay, replay. Baby, I'm a fan of you. I wanna have you on my
cheating, cheating.
I be getting full on you. Cause I ain't trying to waste none of your time. I'm just trying to put something on your mind. I just wanna add a little sugar. I like it when you're naughty, not nice. Got me thinking about the last night. You and my neighbor. Baby, I can't get enough. It's your body that I'm thinking. Thinking about the last time. If these walls that talk, they say. We was making love all day. It was 1, 2, 3, 4 play. Cause baby, you are mine. How we end up doing everything but the dishes. Baby, come and let me spread this butter on them rolls. Let me get you in the mood and get you out some clothes. Ain't trying to waste none of your time. I'm just trying to put something on your mind. I just wanna add a little sugar to your spice. I like it when you're naughty, not nice. Got me thinking about the last time. You and my main love. Baby, I can't get enough. It's your body that it was 1, 2, 3, 4 play. I can remember when you and me skin to skin. How long has it been? Still I remember how good it was. I can remember when you and me skin to skin. How long has it been? Still I remember how good it was. Got me thinking about the land. These walls that talk, they say. We was making love all day.
It was 1, 2, 3, 4, play.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We're on air, so I don't know. A lot of people were having problems with their phones. Probably the same thing that was going on with me with the 4G, now that I got 5G. But that was last time. Ronald Isley and the Isley Brothers. We're going to jump to this track called Love Has Finally Come at Last, Bobby Womack.
Just like an old cliche, one that simply said, you can't miss what you never had.
I thought that love was just a feeling that I give to him, and every turn he give it back.
But it's more. Chase the wind.
know, people always ask me, say, Bobby, why do you always talk before you sing? You know, like I notice in most of your songs, you always have something to say. You know, people that talk usually, I think that you should have something to say, or you shouldn't talk just to be talking. But I feel that every time I got something to say, I almost say it. Because maybe it might help you on your merry way. Like I'm an entertainer, I'm in show business, and I like to speak for all people that are in show business. A lot of people don't understand. They look at us different, but there's no difference. We need the same thing that you need. It's simple, like, just say if you were away from home. You know what I mean? And you make home, or you try, or you make an attempt to make home where it was, you know what I mean? Where it is. So like a few days ago, I was in Chicago, and after the show, I had previously had seen this young lady sitting backstage, and she was seemed like she had a whole lot of time on her hands. I didn't know. So after the show, I was a little lonely, and I didn't want to go back to the hotel by myself, and I had been feeling her vibe all through the whole night. So I said, hey, baby, what are you doing after the show? She said, oh, I ain't doing nothing. I do a dig, like, I'm at the Holiday Inn at room 234. Why don't you stop by and have a drink? She said, no, you don't want to buy me no drink. You can buy me a drink right here. You just want to get me up in your room. You know, and so many times, this is said to entertainers, and it makes them feel so bad. You know, I mean, because, like, I've always been the kind of person, if that was the case, I would tell you, yes, I want you in my room. The only reason you would be hanging around is because you would want to be there anyway, or waiting on an opportunity, if that was the case. You know what I mean? So what people got to learn to start doing is, don't be jabbing yourself. You can't fool yourself. You know what I mean? I'm just going, if I want water, I'm going to ask for water. I'm thirsty. You know what I mean? But the whole thing and all of this is just that, you know, I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I mean, even if I wanted to stay, my job won't permit me to. You know what I mean? It gets real technical. It gets down in the contract, agents, people like that, you know? And it's all about money. Behind the scenes. But with me, it's all about feeling. I don't want to get you involved. I don't want to mess up your life. If you got something going, like, hey, keep a man. It's cool to have a man from 9 to 5. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But like, say, don't get hung up on me. Because tomorrow I might be going on down. It's cool if you can handle it. If you got a good man, remember one thing. Oh, he'll be there. When your sun go down, and I'll be somewhere running down that same old line. In another town, I thought I'd let you know where I'm coming from. I don't really mean you no wrong, but I gotta keep moving on. Gotta keep moving on. And he'll be there when your lights go down. So why chase me up and down the road? And in your mind, you know that you should be with him. Oh, I can't help, we can't help what we feel inside, baby. Wanna let it out, but we all hung up on pride. But oh, pride can't fulfill a need inside. Come and get it, go on home, but leave it outside. Telling you like it is when the sun goes down. You ain't always
16. So while you still can't lose weight, find you somebody that's gonna really mean you some good. Listen to me. But don't get me wrong, I fall in love like any other man do. But I gotta keep moving from place to place, and in my heart I might just wanna be with you. I have to get it where I can.
I'm back. I was singing a song, you know, like, because the guys have a version to that. The ladies are probably the only ones with a version, but the guys be singing, and if you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose the best thing in your life, and you know I was good, and you know you really wanted me, but you messed up, oh yeah, you lose a good thing. That was corny, man. Let me play the SOS band from 1986. The lead singer was just dynamic. And there was some brothers in them playing with her in the SOS band.
Mm-hmm. the finest. As life goes on, you learn to hold on. You learn to appreciate the finer things in life. The finest. We'll be right back.
And that was the SOS band. I want you guys to be safe out there. It's supposed to rain. Don't you hate it? Tired of the rain. I want to go outside in the rain. It may sound crazy, but I'm going outside. And I can hear my mother saying, "Don't you get in here out that rain. Quit being silly." All right, I got to get ready to say goodnight. I'm going to give you ladies a poem for tonight. Because you're good. Because you're sweet. Because you're a chocolate treat. Hey, did y'all know I could write poetry? But not like that.
When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering. When we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all. Remembering, however, when we could be warm together, kiss though with a cold, when even baby talk became you, yes, and everything I said was sweet or funny, and everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail. Remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cut my hands just so, as if they held your face. Blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses. Feel rich red colors, taste sun ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all eyes. And all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long, and with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.